Rabban has a comment on the pasuk. Beishis Kipuri Ad Mos Kipuri Beit Hashem Alakecha. He would also say you should bring the Kipuri Mahalach Kol Amachim Shik Hashem Alakecha to Shach and Shmuel Shon. Rabban says that in the Sifrei Anikos of Bedarshan Ad that you can either bring the Kipuri to Shiloh or to Deis HaElomim. But then the Ramban says Mustama is loved up to Shiloh Beis HaElomim, and Mustama was an Amin of the Given. Then it's Mustafik to say maybe not so. Maybe there's no mitzvah before in the Novi Givon. Only Shiva Beis HaElomim. The Shiva Beis HaElomim was the Beis HaMikdash. Novi Givon was just the Bama Dov. This is the different getting of this.
The
Gemara
is a fire.
So the Shiva Beis HaElomim was a fire. Bama is the Beis HaMikdash. Bama is the Beis HaElomim. Beis HaElomim means the permanent Mach HaMikdash. Shiva was a temporary Beis HaMikdash. So Novi Givon was Lava, it was a fire. It was only a Abba Gdolim. So he's mistaken to say that maybe the, and the Shikari doesn't say, this is very honest, says that Shiva and Beis HaElomim, doesn't say Novi Givon. So he's mistaken to say that maybe he didn't apply in Novi Givon, maybe the father wasn't a mitzvah of Bikurim in Novi Givon. He says it himself, and the truth is that Pasha said yes. He says it himself in that line, says it today, he says a kasha. The Gemara says that one cannot be Yotzei Matze with Bikurim. Say, the farmer was Mavish Bikurim. From Shiva Tamir, let's say from Chitim himself, he's not his friend from Chitim, so he gives it to the Kohen in Yerushalayim, and the Kohen wants to eat it. The Kohen is not the Kohen Pesach in Yerushalayim, he wants to eat the matzah made from the Chitim Asorim that the farmer gave him. He can eat it in Yerushalayim. So one time it says he's not Yerushalayim because the Kurim is a Machlech Satanah, but the Kurim is Nechabanina Sanah. Shum is nechabanim, as the shame is not nechabanim. Bikurim is a machlokes satanah. One time it says that you're not yoytzei bikurim because it's not, you're not yoytzei matzah shel bikurim because it's ein nechabanim. It says in the Chumash Lechamoni, you should nechabanim. If you're to there, say ein nechabanim. So this is bothered with a kasha. Take a case of a kasha. And one of the person is there. And then the Gemara has that's one drush of the Gemara suggests. Same in Echabanim, it's coming to that time, it comes to the other time. But even Echabanim, the Gemara's Mamayi Bikurim is no good because it says, Bechol Moy Shavuot, you should eat the Matzah, Bechol Moy Shavuot, and tell from the Matzah, Matzah Nachelet, Bechol Moy Shavuot. You have to be Kurim, they can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Same in Echabanim, Bechol Moy Shavuot. It says it's called the Kasha, the Rabbi Nishim Groin. And Lama Kesson and Beit, he's talking, picture Rabbi Nishim Groin. The Gemara says here, the Chalas Tezer, we keep doing our dear, can be used for matzah mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, how can you use Chalas Tezer keeping out of the matzah mitzvah? Zayin nechah b'chom ha'shavus. And the Pasuk says, b'chom ha'shavus, and told him, kofu matzah, hatsu matzah, nachelus b'chom ha'shavus. The Gemara says, also meres, and the fact that the Braisa assumes the Chalas Tezer keeping out of the Mishnah, the Braisa assumes that it doesn't pose a problem, zayin nachelus b'chom ha'shavus, this is an indication that Chalas Tezer keeping out, and acholim b'no v'givon. That the Zman Nova Givon could bring a carbon taiga, and could bring a Chalas Tezer that comes with a carbon taiga, and a Nozer can also bring his carbonin. It's not so cautious in the Tanoim. Rashi has a whole lot of reasons as to what the issue involved is over here. So since the Nova Givon, there was no limitation of where you can eat it, there was a Hesabamus of Zman Nova Givon. So you could bring Chalas Tezer to keep a Nozer anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The male is called Nachelus Bechom HaShavuot. The person has two days, the big Machlokes in the Shani, whether the fact that the Zman of the Givon, Chalas Tezer, is in order, and Acholim Bechom HaShavuot, makes it even the Zman HaMikdash. It's also called Acholim Bechom HaShavuot. No, the Gemara means to say the Zman of the Givon, it's Acholim Bechom HaShavuot. So the Zman HaMikdash is even Acholim Bechom HaShavuot. The Machlokes is in Tezer. So here, I call upon and Tezer to ask the Kasha, that how can you tell me that the Kurim is no good? For matzah mitzvah, because Zayin Nachelus Bechom HaShavuot, but the Kurim is also the Zman Nova Givon could be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The Tezer works on the Kashmir. There are three Terutzim, which is me and another Terutz on a previous Zah. It doesn't occur to them to say the Terutz of the Ramban. That is not true. That the Zman Nova Givon, there just was no Bikurim. They assumed the Dava Pasha, the Dava Bar, that there was Bikurim. And since there was Bikurim, and there was a Hesed Bamas, and whatever, what does a Hesed Bamas mean? at the problem seems that Koshin Kal, his man Amidus can help him in Yerushalayim, if his man has a problem, he can bring her Kodesh Lohim wherever you want, if you can leave the Kodesh Lohim all over Eretz Yisrael. But in other words, there's no limitation of Mechitus in Yerushalayim. So the same thing is regarding Bikurim is supposed to bring in Yerushalayim, leaving to Yerushalayim, so his man never gives on him. There's a head to bomb, this means that all of Eretz Yisrael has a status of Yerushalayim. The patient is true, you should be able to eat Bikurim all over Eretz Yisrael. There are certain other cultures that Bikurim certainly was no, it's not no big use. So you can eat it all over and everything. So, and bottom, this being said, there is no topic to say, but it's not so. The whole Mitzvah Bikurim, just like this man Shein Bitam Yiddish Kain, there is no Mitzvah Bikurim at all. So to this man, Yesh Rak Boma Gedolo. There's no Bitam Yiddish, no Shiva, there's no Bitam Yiddish. So my bottom is no topic to say that there would be no Mitzvah Bikurim at all. It says in connection with Bikurim, the Vinachtel of Nash and Lapechi, the Hanachi, the Mikro Bikurim, the Tanufa, and then it says the Hishtach Abisel of Nash and Lapechi, you have Hishtach Vo as well. And the Mishnah Bikurim describes the way the farmers who are bringing Bikurim would do Tanufa and Mikro Bikurim and Hanachi put on the floor, and all of the Chelki HaMitzvah, and Hishtach Vo as well. So the Zilma Goyim in his commentary on Mishnah's Bikurim points out that this din of the Hishtach Abisel is not really a chelik, even though it's written over here by Bikurim, it's not really a chelik of the mitzvah of Havuat Bikurim. This is a din, anyone who's nishnas la'azara, anyone who goes into the Beit HaMikdash is supposed to have a key in Mishtachvot. So the farmer who brings the Bikurim is entering into the Azara, so he should be Mishtachvot. But what did I mean? The Kohanim all year long. Because the Mishnayot and the Sefer Tomei describe the way every Kohen, when they had a lot of them, when they had a pious to determine who's going to do the Shkikas HaKadam, who's going to do the Rikas HaDam, who's going to do the Kabbalah HaDam, who's going to do the Malay Goan Makedesh, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. Every time they did that, what did they say? Gestapo of Yotza. So the Gestapo then is left. Where did the same Kumash be the Gestapo? So the Gros says that it says over here, the Gestapo Bishan. We shouldn't take it, I said Tanufa, I said Hanukha, I said Mitzvah Bikurim, all these are only Kosh and Mitzvah Bikurim. He says, yeah, but Gestapo has nothing to do with Bikurim. It has to be written over here. But it's a din, the cholam, if not the mazara, that you should have Hishtach Vo. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin where the Mishnah says that one who worships Avodah Zarah is having the purpose in the Chumash. And then the Mishnah says, this is only if he worships Avodah Zarah Kedarka. What if, let's say, the Avodah Zarah is worshipped by throwing his own Zorotevna Makula, the prayer of the poor, or whatever the form of worship is, different forms of worship. What happens if the person worships Avodah Zarah Shaloi Kedarka? Let's say, he played music in front of the Avodah Zarah, but this is not the Avodah Zarah that he's supposed to play music for. The people down the block, they play rock music for their Avodah Zarah. They play WXR music, different kind of music. So what if he plays the wrong kind of music? Whatever he does is Shloki Dark. So then the Gemara says that you're not Chayit music. So Shloki Dark, you're not Chayit music. Unless you do, what are the dollar Avodah? What are the dollar Avodah? So the Gemara says, you go up Peter, Intor, and Hishtachvot. You go up in Jackson, in Zephyr. You go up Peter, Intor, Hishtachvot, to burn, to offer something as a sacrifice. And these techniques support one. So the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk in Shmos, I think in Parshas Mishpatim, no? The Vechlov and Yachlov. That Zephyr, the Zephyr, was singled out by the Torah. The Chumash says in Zvarim, every Yabba Goy Mahem Yisrahem, after King Zamani, Lord Tati King Hashem Okefi, he said, I'm not worship of the Zohar Shidat, if we have to go on Kedar. And the Vech will ring up from Jusin Lord Shem Nevada, go on Shalor Kedar. So it's Bicho with Yad, so Lama made a call up all school, they grew up Kinto and Nisa, how do you know the Shtapro? The Shtapro is another person, not for the Mishtapro, it's one of the Zohar. Shtapro is not really an Avoidus Kinesh. We go up Kinto and Nisa for Avoidus Kinesh. Shtapro is not an Avoidus Kinesh. That's why the Gemara needs a new topic, the second topic to tell you, that a mishtachel avodah zarah, even though it's shalei kedarka. No one in that avodah zarah ever bows down to that avodah zarah. Nevertheless, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that a mishtachel avodah zarah is chayav nisa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe just like nibuah represents a category of avodah pnim, avodah zarah in the azarah, so too a mishtachel represents a category of pnim pnim. Like the Zilma Gaon comments on this pasuk, mishtachel avodah zarah, that Hishtachvo is a kiyum pnim. Whenever a person is in the Azara, he will be Hishtachvo, he will gain a mitzvah. So the Torah says, let it be Hishtachvo. And it's not only limited to Mitzvah Bikurim, it applies whenever the person is Bikurim, he should be Hishtachvo. So the Rav thought that who has an Ami perhaps, this should apply to Tzilot. He thought that one who is Mitzvah is really considered a kiyum pnim. Even though you can daven in New York, and you can daven in Etzion, and you can daven in Camp Yavin, you can daven outside, not only the people who learn in Yerushalayim and Akotel and Mirat Yitam, not only the people who are in Yerushalayim daven, maybe people who are in Yerushalayim also daven, but still, the Gemara says in Rav Hashanah, or perhaps says in Rav Hashanah, that doesn't exactly say that, that wherever a person davens is considered as if he's davening in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Gemara doesn't say legabi tefillah, Gemara says it legabi tefillah shofar. Gemara says tefillah is yitzhar klas tefillah kingdom. The physical purpose of tefillah shofar is yitzhar and mahal of the Tana Sharita of Nehavim Shabbat Shemayim. It's a form of tefillah, so therefore tefillah kingdom is considered as if it's tefillah shofar, wherever you blow shofar, considered as if you're blowing the snagel of sin in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But as well, she thought based on the Rambam also, the Rambam writes that when a person davens Shemoneh Esrei, he should do a vision, he should conjure up in his mind as if he's standing in heaven in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. You have to have kavanas only lifnei Hashem. What does it mean kavanas only lifnei Hashem? Is it the Ribono Shel Olam is here? So the Rambam writes, no, if you're there, and we're there, we're in heaven. We're in heaven. Or we can tone it down a little bit if you're in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And you got him there, the Kodesh HaKadosh. Like the Gemara says, Kevin is the current class, the Kilef Nimdom. But also, let you thought that maybe when the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns that from the two psukim, the three psukim, one part it tells you how it is our Kedarka, Tainis, or whatever the Kedarka happens to be. And the second part it tells you, so then we're in the upper arm, that Yibuah, the Nami, all other Avodah, Shikur, and Ito, Tayyidin, Tizan, Shalot, Kedarka. And the third part it says, Lord, the Stafo, the Real Acher, not to be the Stafo, Tayyid, Ito, even if the Shalot, Kedarka, perhaps that's not limited to Shkakwa, perhaps it applies to all other Qumikim, perhaps including also prayers. Perhaps if a person is misfollowed to another desire, even though that's Shalot Kedarka, even though they happen, the people in this religion never worship, they never pray. They do other acts of worship, but they never pray to their idol, to their other desire. But perhaps the Tbilo should be considered a Qumikim and be included in Shkakwa. The Rishadin and the Yichumish, there is a din of Bia Lekonis, that if a Kohen enters the Eichel without doing any Avoida, he's Chayim Yidei Shemai. So what he can Avoida, if he goes into the Eichel, he doesn't Avoida, then nothing is Chayim Yidei Shemai. Only if it's Bia Lekonis. What happens, because the Mishnah points out in Machlech, is the Ramam and the Smar. And here's what Bia Lekonis. What if a Kohen enters the Yishan, what if it's not a Kohen? What if a Zara enters? Could be that there's no need to Dishma. So the Rambam would appear that it's only a coin and coin of royal avoider, he didn't do avoider. Then he's chai mitzvah Dishma and Mabir Ekon. So the Zara enters the Yerushalmi and Yuma, right? He doesn't think that there's a mitzvah Dishma. So what happens if a coin enters the Hechol and he's Mishtachavet? He doesn't do an avoider, he does a Kiyom Prim, he's Mishtachavet. So because the Mishnah points out that this is a Machloek, is the Rambam and the Shema, because it's Tachvo, constitutes a key infinite. True, he could have done the Shafroni Azor also. He would have the same key in the do the Shafroni Azor and Azor. There is no need to be a key of the Tonic. The key of the Tonic is only in a Hechel. But still, since he goes into the Hechel and he does the Shafroni, that's considered a key on there. It's considered a special key. And having done, if he walks in the Sheikh Salulah, that has no relationship to the fact that the Shafroni would go and drink the bottle of Coke or something in the Hechel. The fact that he said a bracha has no special relationship to the fact that he's in the Hechel. If he does a Shtakvah, then it is a Kiyum Bifnim. You know, he could have done that Kiyum in the Azor. But if he does it in the Hechel, then it's called a Kiyum Bifnim. So that's an approach to the Mishnah, whether his Shtakvah removes the Yisr of Bilei Konis. The Pasuk continues to say by Bikurim, V'samachta b'chol ha'tayim, ha'tol v'halevi v'hagir ha'sheh b'sharecha. What does it mean, V'samachta ha'tol v'halevi v'hagir ha'sheh b'sharecha? The Bikurim is given to the Koyim. You don't give it to the gear. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. After that, lady Agera should be kibbeh, but these are the people who are bringing the bikurim. You're bringing the bikurim, and the lady is bringing the bikurim, and the gear is bringing the bikurim. Everybody's bringing the bikurim together. That's how Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah Darshan's on the process. But others interpret Pshut Shal Mikra perhaps that it's not referring to that. That perhaps it's referring to the fact that when you bring Bikurim, you're supposed to bring Shlamim in conjunction with the Bikurim. So when you shech the Shlamim, you're going to have an offering. You're going to have a whole bay. You're going to have a lot of faith sitting around. Should you invite only multimillionaires to your party? But the Torah says no. But Kamasat the Bahalei that where should the Karefa? You should give tzedakah to the Yanni. The Rambam points out in Hilchos Yontif, at the end of Hilchos Yontif, that the way the Torah prescribes Simcha is the mitzvah Simcha Yontif. He says that Simcha shouldn't merely consist of achilah shtiya, just eating and drinking and having a good time of resting nicely and enjoying oneself. That simcha sakeres, but rather should be a simcha to be misamer hevyonim to give tzedakah to anim. And the Chumash has this to say, the samach sata v'alei v'akeh shabbos kerecha, if it's not this pasuk, then it's many other pasukim. If you learn that what the Mishnah understands in this pasuk, the samach sata v'alei v'akeh shabbos kerecha, that you, the lady, and the girl should all bring the Kurim together, you learn that that's shutish on mikra. So this pasuk doesn't speak about simcha being fulfilled by giving tzedakah, but there are many other pasukim in this parsha and in other parshas that do speak about that. That say that the way to fulfill simcha is by giving tzedakah to ani. Rambam writes in Hilchos Purim also that Matanis Ladiyim is a chelik of the mitzvah of Simchat Purim. That there's a mitzvah to have Simcha and Purim, and the way to fulfill Simcha is by giving tzedakah to the ani. Be mitameach ani. You only have mikra bikurim, right? Mikra bikurim is the tavuaz bikurim, and then there's mikra bikurim. So Rashi quotes that, right? That the ger is only maybe Dana Tori. And the lady is a shiloh. The lady is a problem with these Koreans. It's nice, not nice. That's why there's a minig on Yontif to say Yisker. Because the Yisker of the Yisker is given to Jacob. That's what the rabbis always say in the appeal. They make the appeal before Yisker. But that's really what it's all about. The Yisker is that on the last day of Yontif, when we read Kolapkor, and Kolapkor says that you should give Jacob. Parshas Kolapkor says you should give tzedakah on Yontif, so they always make an appeal in Shul to give, not an appeal for Yeshiva, an appeal to the JNF, has to be an appeal for tzedakah for Aniyim. But then by giving tzedakah, it means by pledging to give tzedakah, one fulfills the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But then the Mele, once they had this practice to give tzedakah or to appeal to take the Dorim, to give tzedakah on Yontif, so the Institute of the Deciding of Yitzchak is my way. You may well say that in this course that if you didn't suck it, this should be counted as a course within a term. But the original minig was to give stock on Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch we have such a minig also that an aspect of Simcha is to be misameach others. The Shulchan Aruch and the Hilchos Kriyas Atar, the very first sif, writes that a person in Shiva Kimamish has a chiyah to get an aliyah. All the other chiyuvim, let's say your sight and a bar mitzvah and all that kind of stuff, that's not as strong as a chasen. A chasen is a real chiyuv. Why? Because the chasen has a chiyuv simcha. That's what Rashi is saying. The chasen has a chiyuv simcha. And a chiyuv simcha means not only he should eat, drink, and be merry, a chiyuv simcha means to be misameach others. And what better way is there to be misameach others than by telling them over a shtikl Torah? As the Gemara says, that it's forbidden for an oval to learn Torah, it's forbidden to learn Torah on Tishba because the Kudi Hashem is Shari, the Sam Chelet, it puts him to a very happy, spirit. And you just walk around and she can see all the smiley faces of the students who are learning Torah. Learning Torah is Mithamea. So that's why the chasen, we have a meaning that the chasen says it's about Torah by the chasen, why do you come here, all of those who are participating in this chasen, that please think there is to mean Mithamea father. And that's why there's a fear for the chasen to get an aliyah, because the one who gets the aliyah, the Zman HaMishnah, the one who got the aliyah, would be the one who would learn. So he would be Malami Tera Lacher. We know the Zman HaZeh. But it's just in the Rosh point out that our practices that we have about Torah, we go to all the learning. So everybody should have gone against the aliyah, merely in charge of the drop before and after the Sukkim. Nevertheless, based on the principle of Shemeh Koinis, considered as if the one who got the aliyah was learning. So if he didn't, the one who got the aliyah was the one who was Malami, all those Sukkim to us. That's in fact why Rav Reshik explained it. It says in the Yerodeh that even though an Ovel is also the Talmud Torah, but he's permitted to be present in Shul on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos when they learn Kriyas HaTorah. I, an Ovel, is also the Talmud Torah. So he explained in the Yerodeh, he explained in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that it's also the Talmud Torah because Kikud Hashem Shem Isam Chilei. Whatever is stated about Yerodeh, he doesn't get people so excited. Listen to Kriyas HaTorah this morning, you didn't have such smiling faces. Listen to an entertaining Shia, then everybody is very happy. You have what the things are with, you have something new, something old, corny, good, it's a different Torah Mishamech. But listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, let's say Kriya Shema. Say Kriya Shema, and the Davening is also different Torah. The Kutu Begin is also different Torah from Tilum. The people don't get so excited about that. Whatever, say that, yeah, is not so excited. But, so that's why the officer of the Yovel doesn't have to leave when they're learning Kriyas HaTorah on the Thursday and Shabbos, And it's permitted to be tied to Kidazimra and Kriyasma. But the question is, but it says in the Yerden, the Avil is forbidden to get an Aliyah. Why is it forbidden to get an Aliyah? Dibre Torah? No, but it's a Seder Ayayim. What's so exciting about this? So they can explain based on the Talmud among an Avon versus Tisha B'Av that there are two Yisurim regarding an Avil. The Talmud says there are two Yisurim. One each of the Avil is also to learn. But if it's Seder Ayayim, then it's mixed because it's not so exciting. Then there's another reason the Avil is also to be Malam Torah L'Acherim. And that issue that the Ovel has is also the Lama Torah Hashem applies even if it's Tehra Yom, because that's a specific form of Simcha. Being a Sameach other, even though it's not that much of a Simcha, the Tehra Yom is not that much of a Simcha, but still, the Lama Torah Hashem of Pidin is considered a form of Simcha. That's why the Taz and the Magen Avram both interpret the Hilchot Tishba, they interpret the Braiser. And the Gemara, the end of Tainus, that says that on Tisha B'Av, there's no Yeshiva. There's no yeshiva. It doesn't mean that the yeshiva ended before Tisha B'Av or the yeshiva ended or Shreda Shav. No, yeshiva is supposed to be open all year long. But the yeshiva is supposed to be closed on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because everybody's out to the Talmud Torah. So the Mepharshim and the Gemara ask the Kashi, what's wrong? Let the Rebbe teach them Echo. Let the Rebbe teach Hilchos Aveiros. Whatever is Mutar to learn. Vorm HaLem should be said to Yirmiyah. It's Mutar to learn. Hilchos Aveiros. Hilchos Nidre. So let the Rebbe teach the Rama Matar. But the Taz and the Rangan Avram both give the same answer in Hilchos Tishba. They say, true, it's permissible for the Talmidim to learn these dinim, but the Rebbe will be violating an Issa. The Rebbe will be violating an Issa being Malam Karel Achem. It's a separate Issa because Malam Karel Achem is a separate form of Simcha. Even though it's Varm HaRoim and to learn it is Musa, but to teach it is a, that's what they say. So the Malam Karel Achem is a separate Issa. Okay, that's okay. That Yeshiva also. But the Rebbe is not allowed to do the Shia. Well, let's say the Rebbe won't do the Shia, the Talmud will learn from it. Why is that the Rebbe he doesn't learn from it? The Talmud is better to close all the Shia then. And have the guy go around there. That's what the Talmud is not going to say. Okay? Let's say, what are people supposed to do in Shiva? They're not supposed to learn. Can you go off your mind? That's why you have all the livings come to do Menachem Avol, to hack out Chinese stuff. Someone's supposed to think about Amunah. Supposed to think about Amunah, about the information, about Kaliyah, about the Amunah. So you study these Agarika, about Kamsa, about Kamsa. That's what you're supposed to do on Shiva. Stomach? Use the Shia about these things, okay, but to give a Shia, let's say, there's a fish about it, give a Shia in, Hilchos Aveiros, it says in the post, and that's why we have a meeting also that on Yom Tovim they auction off the aliyahs. Why? Because people buy to get this good, to get an aliyah on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov also there's a chiyah simcha. A person has a chiyah simcha because a person is in a Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov we're all like a person. We all have a chiyah simcha. So you should say that on Yom Tov everybody has a chiyah to get an aliyah. There's only so many aliyahs. So that's why it's a chiyah to get an aliyah on Yom Tov. So that's why they got buying, auction off the aliyahs. Because whoever is zeicher to get an aliyah will be fulfilling an added kiyum on this in Hasyanda by virtue of the fact that it's Malamatel Lacher, that he's getting an aliyah, even though the Balkari is doing the laning, based on the principle of Shemekah, and it's considered as if he did the laning. It's considered as if he was Malamatel to the whole Kohol. Okay. What can you do? Torah has a din of Biur HaMaisvis. That's this year, Ishnas HaBiur, the fourth year, and the seventh year, Ishnas HaBiur. By the Pesach of the fourth year, you have to get rid of everything, Tumas Maisers, and like a Chikun Peya, Maiser Sheni, and everything that you have in the first 3 years. And by the Pesach of this coming, it wasn't ready. The third Pesach wasn't ready. By the last Pesach of Shemitah year, you have to get rid of everything that you had from the second unit of 3 years. That's the mitzvah of Biur. And then the Torah has a din of Vidui Maiser. Because it's Yom Tov, yes, Tom Mishnayis, why in the world is it called Vidu Maiser? He breaks and he says, I did everything that I was supposed to. The Yad Yakarish Ben Abayis and started the Levi, Asit Kol Asher Tivi Soni, Le Abayis and Yitzchak Olo Shachafi. He breaks and he did everything from A to Z. what kind of a deed is that deed means, but when you mitzvah that you did in Aveir, not that you drank that you did in this Kippur. Tell us the Kippur. The many different answers are given. The Sforno in his commentary on Chumash gives an answer that some people think is tremendous and other people think is horrendous. Others think that it's absolutely wrong. But the Sforno has the following comment. He says that this is a terrible vidui. He says, why do we have to give Chumash to the Kohanim and Maisa to the lazy? Why can't we keep it ourselves? The answer is because we sinned. We all sinned with the Chet HaEgel. And the Avodah was taken away from the Bchorim, from the Korah, and was given away to Tesla and Shaded Kohen. Shaved lady was Nifra, the Kohanim were Nifra from Shaved lady. It's not for the Chet HaEgel, but we wouldn't have the whole institution of giving away the Shemitah from Isaac to other people. We'd be able to give it to our own clerks, to our own children. We didn't have to give it away to a stranger. Okay, that is my cousin. What I have to give it to a stranger? So he said, you flop al chet, the yarati ha kodesh min abayis. It's my fault that I had to give away all the Dvar Muhammad Kudoshim. It's not to be like lazy, I had to give it away never to the lazy. It's a terrible tragedy. And we're all flapping our head for the Chet HaEgel. We plead with the Rebbeinu Shalom, have Rahman, have Shkif, and Miyam Kod Shemar HaShamayim. Have Rahman, have Rahman, we don't punish us for the Chet HaEgel. So some think that it's a tremendous shot that the Sforno had, and others think that it's completely wrong. Chet HaEgel. Who's talking about the Chet HaEgel? Shai Mepashup Shat, what's... why is it called Vidamite? So eventually, let's bring a whole rush about this, and the Shach is why it's called Vidamite. That the first step in Vidui is that a person has to realize the godless of him, how great man is. Even though a man is a sinner and he's so involved in Ched, he's still able to pull himself out. So this is the one step of the Vidui. We say how great we are. But the first step in Vidui is to recognize your greatness. Some people like the Drosh and some people don't like the Drosh. That's the text of Zenta's assumption, yes. How can you call it Vidu in mind? Vidu usually means that you admit that you did.
I thought you meant to admit. You admit you did
a thing,
you admit you did
this, right? What do you mean? I admit that I did everything right from A to Z. In English also, I surrender to the police, I admit that I did all the wonderful things, that I paid my income tax, and I did everything on a good citizen. Affirming, okay. If you say Vidu means affirming, then there's no cash. It says he's under there, but the authority of the army means to admit that he did something. That's the promise. The Pasuk says in connection with the Maestris, you have to give everything away. The Truma and the Maestrisheni you have to eat up, and the Maestrisheni you have to give to the Levi, and the Matan Sani and the Maestrani you have to give to the Yoni. Rachel of the Sharech of the Saveim. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, Tehlehem today says, and if you have Tevis Anoa to give away the Maaser Ani, so you can give a peanut to one Ani, another peanut to another Ani, you can give mamash nothing. You can divide your Maaser Ani to so many Ani, you need something, will walk away with nothing. The Rashi quotes in the mission that you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to give, if you want to divide it among many Ani, and you have to give at least each Ani, Tehlehem Kadei Soivan. You should give each Ani a Shir Chashuv that he should eat. He should eat and he should be satiated. How much is that? So the Gemara says in the third parak of Erevin, Gemara quotes that Mishnah that Rashi quotes. Gemara says, Mazen Shtei Sudas. So it's very interesting. How do they get Mazen Shtei Sudas? It says, Yachlu V'Saveyu. Akila is once, and V'Saveyu is if it says twice. Like it says, V'Chalta V'Savota V'Yachta V'Sashem Rakecha by Yuchat HaMazen. So one time it says, the only obligated to bench Yuchat HaMazen the right is Yei Kibetza. Why? Remei says, if Yei Kibetza, why? Because V'Chalta the Sabbata, the Chalta is Kizayis, the Sabbata is Kibetza. Why the Chalta is one Kizayis, the Sabbata is two Kizayis. It seems to hold that the two Kizayis is a Kibetza. Zayis is a Machlech Shaila. How big is the Zayis in relationship to a Betza? Is it a half a Betza, Chatzi Betza, or Shlish Betza? So the Mer seems to hold that it's Chatzi Betza. The Chalta is the Kizayis, the Sabbata is the Kibetza. So the Sabbata is quite as much as the Chalta. So the Tanoim understand over here, you should give the Ani a Shir Choshev. A Shir Choshev means a Kazayit. It's not a Shir Choshev. So the Achalta means more than Sudaka. As much food that he would need to eat in one meal. Let's say, if you're giving him... No. By benching, Meir Dashim, the Achalta is Kazayit, the Achalta is Kazayit, the Achalta is Kazayit. And here the Gemara understands differently. Yachlo b'sharecha means mazun sudachas, however much that is. Different foods, it'll be a different amount. It won't be one shear. However much, whatever amount of that food, people will normally eat in one meal. And then the surveyor means twice the Ochlo. The Ochlo B'Sharef or the Ochlo B'Sharef. The surveyor means as if it were written twice. So Mikan, we learn out that you have to give more than minimum of Mazar Shtetut. If you want, you can give more. But if you want to give to many Yamin, you have to give each Yoni a minimum of Mazar Shtetut. So the Gemara has there in their third Perek in Erevin, so as a din called a Tikkun Rabbanon, came there right to Tikkun, we have a din de Rabbanon. That's pattern after a din de right that you need Mazar Shtetut. If you make an Erevin Kumin, the person wants to go with the Kumin, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he wants to leave, or buy some matzahs or something, how much food, or a bottle of vinegar, or whatever he wants to leave. So how much food should he leave there in that spot? That should be considered his makom. So he's allowed to go kum Shabbos past that. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mazar Shtetut. And the Gemara compares it. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah from Tei, I think it is. This Mishnah about giving the enkos and lani to grow and talk to Michasi Kapitin. Here is the din of Mazar Shtetut. And there the Hong Kong is talking also Mazar Shtetut. There's different reasons. But normally, with my Mishnah, normal people only ate 2 meals a day. Shabbos, they ate 3 meals. Not like today, people eat all day long. People eat and drink and nash all day long. With my Tanaim, with my Chumash, they only ate 2 meals a day, and on Shabbos, they ate Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. By the Monday, they ate 3 meals to show that Shabbos is set. Okay. But you ate. But you ate your night meal both times on Shabbos. So you ate the Friday night meal, you ate late, and the Shabbos afternoon meal, you ate early. So you ate all the 3 meals on Shabbos. Instead of eating it at Man Kavua, that's what you would normally eat supper at 6 o'clock. So you would eat it before you Mekal Shabbos. So the Shabbos should be 6 o'clock if you're on Shabbos, but on Friday afternoon, 6 o'clock meal, you're going to have it on El Shabbos. But you don't do that. You have to postpone the Friday afternoon meal. Yeah, and those who eat after Shabbos, they're still Shabbos. Supposed to eat, we do this on But the Iker meal that people eat on Mazar Shtetut is 2 meals a year. So that's why on Shabbos, if you leave Mazar Shtetut somewhere, that can serve as an Erve Kumen, you declare that wherever your food is for Shabbos, that's your Mazar. Even though there's a mitzvah to eat Shal Shudas, but the main meals are the 2 meals, not the 3rd meal. No, the Tanaim seems to darshan the Yochlu is 1 meal. The Saveya means, again, a repeat of the Yochlu. Today's Saveya, yeah. That's how the Gemara tells. Tell him today's Saveya, Mashi says. But we can't omru, the Gemara says the Shiv is not today's Saveya of 1 meal. The Shiv is 2 meals. More than stay Saveya. Pasuk in the Videi Maaseh that you're supposed to say in the 4th year, the Pesach of the 4th year, the Pesach of the Shemitah, the 7th year, is very repetitious. Shemaita b'kol Hashem alofer asisi b'kol Hashem tvi soni. Why does he say the same thing twice? Mamash repeat. So the Shem Shmuel has a comment based on a Tshuvas HaRambam. It says the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, and he tells you where the Rambam's Tshuva is quoted, that a person is obligated to carry out not only the letter of the law, you have to follow also the spirit of the law. Otherwise, the person can leave what the Ramban calls a novel b'shus hater. Let's say the guy just wears the yarmulke, he wears tzitzis, he learns, he doesn't, but he wears dungarees, and he listens to about him, where does he say when he's annoying, not allowed to wear dungarees, and not allowed to wear wristbands, he's not allowed to go unshaven and sloppy and unkempt with the shirt hanging out and the shoes and crazy and wild and the shoes. It is the same as Shulchan Aruch 7 says. That's exactly what the Ramban is talking about. No, the Shulchan Aruch 7. Where does it say now that the shoes follow the champagne at graduation? It doesn't say anywhere. The answer is, Zachir HaShem. It's understood that that's novel the Shulchan Aruch 7. That's at least in their eyes. That's what the Ramban says. There are 2 things. There's the letter of the law, then there's the spirit of the law. Even though it doesn't say black on white, but you have to know how to read in between the lines. So Rachel Gold used to say, Father taught me how to read in between the lines. You have to know how to read in between the lines. Well, at the time he writes in one place in his Russian, in the Likud Teterah, he says that there is a din, when you write the Teterah, the Yotis may not touch each other. Every Yotis has to have Mukha Gvul, has to be surrounded with empty space. Why does every Yotis have to be surrounded? So he says, he says an idea that the Mukha Gvul maybe has more Kedusha, the empty space maybe has more Kedusha than what's written, because what's written is going to be a finite amount. You can't write every single thing in the Sefer Torah. You can't write everything in the Shulchan Aruch. Every single thing is going to be, you're going to write Our Mishnah Berurah didn't write, you can't wear dungarees, and you can't wear blue pants, and you can't go around like a slob, and you can't eat like a slob, and you can't scream like a wild animal, and you can't play rocky. Everything is going to say in the Mishnah Berurah. It's going to be a very big Mishnah Berurah. It's going to cover every single thing. So the answer is, the Torah writes a little bit, and you have to be able to read in between the lines, and in between the letters. So that's what the Baruch Hashem says. Maybe that's the idea of Mutav Bil, to indicate that there's a lot around, surrounding every letter, there's a lot that's not written, that you have to be able to understand on your own. That's what the Shemi Shmuel suggested. Maybe when the Torah says we have to say Dido, we have to say Shemaika Dikol Hashem Elokai. I listen to everything. I listen to your voice. What you told me to do, that's the Torah. Asisi Kuchal Hashem Tivison. I did everything that was understood, what I'm supposed to do. Based on what you told me, I understood what you're driving at. And I wasn't to another Bushus HaTorah. I not only followed the letter of the law, I followed the spirit of the law. This is a very important thing. Just the Shemi Shmuel, Sahat Shavuot, you never learned from family, have you? Never heard the Shemi Shmuel? He's the son of Dalin Yehuda, the regular South son. He always taught his father, very, he always taught thinking his father, very good. My cousin just had a bar mitzvah this week, so his father-in-law, Rabbi Vashavchik, came in from Eretz Yisrael to celebrate the bar mitzvah. So he spoke, at the synagogue. So he told me, I wasn't there, I'm sure, but he told me that he said over at Russia that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik 14 years ago, that Rav Soloveitchik was discussing, is there learning in America? Is there Torah in America? Those who remember, we were never in Europe, so we don't know. We think the learning is Torah at a very high level. The people asked Rav Soloveitchik, how does it compare to the learning in Europe? They said, yeah, there's a lot of Torah in America. But Rav Soloveitchik said, but if you ask me, is there a Reach Torah in America? I would say, absolutely not. There's two different things, there's Tom and there's Reach. If you have some food in front of you, my wife always gives the kids food. The kids start making faces. Yeah, it tastes awful. They don't want to eat it. They don't even know what it tastes like. They don't know what it is. They don't know what bracha to say. They don't know what kind of an animal it is. They know right away it doesn't taste good. My wife says, taste it first. It tastes easy. So as far as the taste is concerned, you can't tell until you actually taste it to see whether it tastes good or not. But the reach, you can tell meirachot. Reach, you can smell from a distance. And you can smell in the other room. What? Okay, no, so you can tell by smelling whether it smells good or doesn't smell good. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Jewish people, especially when they Torah, especially Bnei Yeshiva, should have two things. They should have not only Tam Torah, they should have a Tam within them that when you start to speak to them, you can hear them say Divrei Torah. You should have a Reach Torah. A Reach Torah means that even Meirachot, you can see that this person is a Talmud Chacham. How can you see? You see, oh, the guy is unshaven, his sitzes are hanging out, sloppy, his pants are ripped, his shoes are torn. That's one way of having a Reach Torah. You can look at the person from a distance and you can tell that he has a Reach, and he hasn't taken a bath in a long time. Has a Gvalvig Reach Torah, or there's another kind of Reach Torah. But you look at the person and he looks like a Talmud Chacham. He looks like a Yiras Hashamayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have both. We should have Tam Torah, we should have Reach Torah. It's not enough just to have the Tam. The Reach is very important goal. The Gaboyim of the SOI Scrum Committee urged all the Rabbein to urge the students, I've got to make this announcement before, to write their names in the private Scrum so that when Scrum will be found around the place, everybody will know whose it is. Otherwise, so please put your names in those Scrum. And number two, we have to have a Gabbai in the Shir. You're the Gabbai? Gabbai, sir. Okay. We need a Gabbai to appoint Torahim to make sure that at the end of every Shir, somebody brings back all the Scrum to the base manager, so we will not be missing all the Scrum from this base manager and the other base manager. Okay. Well, thank you very much. One of the parts of the Dide Maisa that the farmer says is, I didn't forget. I didn't forget to do what? The Rashi quotes the Gemara. He didn't forget to say the bracha and Afrosha's Chum Samaitis. So the Mepharshim on the Rashi yes, and the Mepharshim on the Mishnah yes, Tavis Yantik and others yes. But the Birchus HaMitzvah rolls the Rabbanon. The Gemara Brachas has a Machloiki Samurai, Lo Shachachachim Vahaski Shimcha, or Lo Shachachim Vahaski Shimcha Malkuspo. Whether the bracha has to have Shem, or bracha has to have Shem or Malkus. We talk about that Shem or Malkus. So the Gemara has a machlekes on this passage. How do you dash lo shachachti? Lo shachachti malachti shimcha malchuska. What shimcha malchuska? What the bracha and achrosh is chumus and maestri? Or even the bracha and achilus is chumus and maestri? My Shani is that Brachim and Atera. All the Brachas are wrong in the Rabban. That's too late point. Atera the Gizam. So all of them, of course, we talk about it. So they give different halachos. But the Shem Shmuel writes that his father was Rachel to stay over, that Nezi used to stay over in the name of the Chumas of Imagash, that it doesn't go on the Bracha Nafroshes, Chumas and Maises, nor does it go on the Bracha Nachilas Maises Sheni. It goes on the Bracha that's their Isa, Shechionu. Mapitom, Shechionu is their Isa. Chumas of Imagash, Shechionu is their Isa. So it's obvious to give it, but it's obvious to give it. He gave the whole Bracha about that. Why Shechionu is their Isa? That a person should have a simcha when he does a mitzvah. He should be excited about the fact that the Baruch Hashem getting the seat of him is to recite the Baruch Hashem Kiddush Hashem and Sosu Sranu Baham Yachfilim or the Hissat of the Tzitzis. That's only the Rabbah. He said Baruch Hashem before you do a mitzvah. But to say the Baruch Hashem to indicate, to demonstrate that you're excited about the fact that the Baruch Hashem getting you the seat to do the mitzvahs, that's a real dinderite. Interesting stuff. The Mishkan of Yankiv writes in his Sefer on Brachas, and this is the Gemara appears in Brachas, Moshe Hachim Lahat Kishim Kamachustal, or he suggests maybe Brachas in connection with Inyani Kedusha were always practiced. Maybe not a field of rest, but they were always practiced. Bizmanatana also. So here, you're speaking about Achilas Maitesheni, or even Hafrashat Tume, which has Kedusha. Hafrashat Maitesheni has Kedusha. For Achilas HaZevach, it says in Sefer Shmuel, Yehu Yevarach Es HaZevach. He was looking for, Shaul was looking for his Atzonot, so they told him to ask Shmuel HaNavi, and he's Shmuel. Where is he going to find Shmuel? He's going to say, Brach HaMiz, Yehu Yevarach Es HaZevach. So Rashi says, what's he going to say? Shachal Yehu Yevarach? What he's to play? So Rashi says, I'm Brach, he's going to say the Brach HaShekir Hashanah Yisot Kutzonu Al Achilas HaZevach. So the Mishkanes Yankiv writes in the Sefer Kehelas Yankiv on Brach is that it would appear that they always had the practice, they always had the, and it says in his Sefer on the Shultis wants to add on that the Medrash derives, based on the Sefer Shultis, Medrash derives that there's a bracha when you get married by Rocha at Yitzchak. That when Rivka got married, when Eliezer gave the Kibbutz Kedushin to Rivka, so they said the Bichat Eretzim at that time. What do you mean Bichat Eretzim is that right? It's a remnant. Even as a remnant, how can it be a remnant of Bichat Eretzim? The person was instituted later. So he suggests, along the lines of the Mishkan of Yankiv, just like Mishkan of Yankiv says that brachas on karbonos were always observed, and brachas on achilas matasheni, and brachas on afrashas truma, and afrashas bikurim, and yoni kedusha. So maybe marriage is also an meaning of kedusha, because the Gemara says, in the beginning of kedusha, and it's also lachuli yama kehedush. Since there's also an meaning of kedusha, so maybe there should be a bracha there, right? But this is a famous topic that there's a lot of literature on. How can you say Lo Shachachti Melahas Kishim Kamachuska? What kind of a bracha derayse is there? It appears that there is some bracha derayse. Kodesh Ilulim, to be Mahalo Hashem when you eat. Right. That sounds in that Gemara also, that since Netzer Avai has Kedusha, at least by Inyani Kedusha, there's a bracha there, right? That's what it sounds like. When the coin needs to be cooked, by Allah, also say a bracha there, right? What's on Inyani Kedusha? The Torah had a dinner with the Hayru Ashur that when they crossed over the yard and they were supposed to write Kol HaTerekulo, the Shivim Loshon, Bayer Hesed, the Shivim Loshon, Mechasaku Al Avon, to write on the Avon. Who is this for? The Gemara says in Sefer that it's for the Goyim, that the Goyim should learn Kol HaTerekulo. So the Mephoshim, the Ramal Sky, of course, the Mephoshim has to be Tashim with the Gemara, but the Gemara says in Chagig that it's forbidden to teach Torah to nothing. They suggest that maybe one should distinguish between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. The only thing that is forbidden to teach in Nachum is Torah Shabbat Peh, but Torah Shabbat Peh is permissible. And here all they wrote was, Kodriya Terazos Bayer Hesed, they wrote Bashid and Lashon, the translation of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Rebbe Yesh has a whole Shabbat about this. Is it permissible to give lectures on Jewish topics in universities? We know that going will be attending the lecture. But to speak about Amunah, it's everything with them, why not? It's about the Jewish belief, that we believe in one God, we believe his Messiah, why not? Let them hear what the facts are. And so I have to teach Divrei Torah. That's the question. I committed to teach them how Halacha is Divrei Torah. So to teach Torah Shebichtav, it's here from the Gemara. But if you don't teach anything more than Torah Shebichtav, that's already a serious problem. Gemara has an interesting comment in also in Soita, in the same parish, in Elan Amorim. The Gemara has a comment that there's a contrast drawn between Nikra Bikurim and Bibi Meister, that Nikra Bikurim you say Bikol Ram, and Bibi Meister you say Bikol Namo, because you should say Gemara has a lashon. Bibi Meister, he's bragging, he's saying that he did all the mitzvahs, he's praising himself. It's not proper to praise yourself out loud. So you say softly. The idea of Kurdish Nabayis, the people of Kolosh Hesuvi, and I shouldn't say it out loud. Hashem came around the Azadavi, he's saying his Ganai. It should be the most important thing to do, and the sign is Shah. So one Amor says, around the Azadavi is the Ganai. So since he's not praising himself, he's praising the Banishma, that he can say out loud. So it's interesting how much of the Vivi Meister is Shvach, up until the last Pasuk, when he says, Lachalta the other men, and Lavi other men, and Tom, and the Satan man, and Shmat, and Kolosh, and Kolosh, and then Hashkif, and Leon Koshecho, that's not a Bedi Shvach. So some say that that's why the Balei Kriya have a minute that when he lay, they say Hashkifa louder than the rest. Why do they lift their voices up by Hashkifa? Because the whole, when the farmer would come to the Beis HaMikdash and he would say the Vida Maisi, he would say it all softly. I'm not sure he can't buffer, he can't lay it softly. The people have to hear. So I have to lay loud enough that everybody should hear. But the last Pasuk Hashkifa Miyon Kochach is not bragging anyway, just that the female said that, the farmer should have said out loud. But they indicate, the Balkari indicates that when the farmer would recite the Vida Maisi in the Beis HaMikdash, he would say the last Pasuk out louder than the rest. So that's why the Balei Kriya have a meaning. So there was... Not like this one. The Pashut Shvach, right? The Gemara. The Gemara says the Shvach. The Gemara is against this one. So there was a fellow who lived in the neighborhood, passed away a few years ago, Professor Naftali Levy. He's a very interesting person. He was a descendant of Rabbi Hirsch. A relative of his who made the translation of Hershey's compound from the Shmuley from England. So he suggested this shot once to Rav Bianca Kamenezi, who was on the line, and Rav Bianca thought it was a very good shot. Because it is a very common meaning that Balei Kriya, when it gets to the Pasuk Kashkif on the Yom Toshachar, start laning louder than the previous Sukkim. And it's not so by all other Aliyahs, they don't raise their voices by the last Pasuk. This happens to be the last Pasuk in Shem. They don't always raise their voices by the last Pasuk in the Aliyah to end up with a louder... Okay, could be. You have to have brachas to klolos. There is a priest's priest made at Har Sinai, Har Koreh, and we have the brachas to klolos. That's the Tosafot at the end of Chumash Vayikra on Parshas Bechukos. Then you have the Tosafot that appears now in Parshas Kisava, the brachas to klolos that constituted, that was the text, the nusach of the priest's habris that was made between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael at Har Des Moya. Why was there a third priest's bris? What was added on in the third priest's bris that Hagriz Maharevo that didn't exist here? Why was there a need for a second priest's bris if there was one already in Hasina? So the Pasuk says in itself and why. It says, "Lo yitchem lo atzam enechi karis esavit hazos v'esar lo hazos ki esar sheesh nepo imanu omen hayam utnei Hashem lakenu v'esar sheri nenu po imanu hayam." So Rashi quotes on Parshas Nitzavim from the Gemara in Shavuos that this bris was made in Doros Hasidim Liyos. The original priest's bris in Hasina was only made with those people who were present in Hasina. And this bris in Tisavoy was made with the Doros Hasidim Logos. But what was the need for a third priest's bris? The Doros Hasidim are included. In other words, we today are obligated to observe mitzvahs not because of the bris at Har Sinai. We weren't there at Har Sinai, and the Neshamas were there, but the Neshamas weren't bound. We are bound to keep mitzvahs because of the bris at Avos Moyo. So what was the need for the third brief, that the Hagig Meharevel? What did that accomplish? So, the person have trouble understanding that. So eventually, we used to say in the Shia, when we learned the Gemara Sanhedrin on other occasions, we used to say that he thought that the Pshat was like this. Really, the second brief at Arvis Moya was to bind the Doros HaSidim Lovoi. How can the Taka be binding on the Doros HaSidim? But they weren't there. So the answer is, the second bris was with Bnei Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael. So why couldn't the first bris be made with Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai? So you wouldn't even need the second or the third bris. The answer is that the Klal Yisrael wasn't fully mature if you hadn't collected the crossed over the yard. Before you have a national homeland, so you don't really constitute a nation. A nation floating around. They're individuals. When they crossed over the yard and they got their own land, then there was a Numa HaYisraelis, the status of the Numa HaYisraelis was established and was completed. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu make the second bridge and Arvis Moya if they hadn't crossed over the yard yet? So the answer is, he only began the bridge and Yishuv Benun completed it. What did Moshe Rabbeinu have to begin it for? So then she thought that the Rebbeinu Shlomo really wanted Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon HaNaviim, to make the bridge. But Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, he wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. The bridge should have been made by Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael. After he crossed over the Yarden, then his bridge was called. Moshe Rabbeinu did the Maisa HaKitin bridge of giving the bracha to close, but wasn't called till after he crossed over the Yarden. So why do you have to make a bridge now? Lachalamed, and it's going to be clinched when Yishuv Benin is going to chazav it over again. Bracha to close with Hagiz Maharevol, that's going to be the clinch of this bris that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Let Yishuv Benin make it. So apparently the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to make it, but he wanted it to be made in Eretz Yisrael. So as the expression goes in Yiddish, Dikum to Kat to the Lachem. How do you get Moshe Rabbeinu, who has to make the bris and has to make it in Eretz Yisrael, but he can't go into Eretz Yisrael? So what do you do? Moshe Rabbeinu started the bris, and it wasn't Chal, he made the tree to bris. At the Arvis Moya, and it wasn't Chal until they closed over the yard, and Yishuv Benun chazed over the same bris. So it's not that there were three bris. The third one was just a gemar of the second, and the purpose of the second, third hyphenated over the first was that it should bind the Doros HaSidim Lovoi. How did Doros HaSidim Lovoi bound? Because the second bris was made with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael includes all of the Bnei Yisrael, past, present, and future. The bris at Har Sinai was only with those people who were present at Har Sinai. Perhaps this is why there's a difference in the Lashon Hapsukim, the Bris and the Techeche, and the Chukaisa is written in the Lashon Rabin, whereas the Techeche here is written consistently in the Lashon Yochid. Why? So the Gaon Goyen comments on the Pasuk of Sfiras Oimer, the Gemara in Menachos Darshan. There's one parish that Sfiras Oimer is written twice in the Chumash, Lashon Parshas to Emma, once in Parshas to Age. And there's a Shini Lashon, one just says the Shafar from the Chok, and the other Pasuk says the Spartan Lachem. So the Gemara says, if it would have only said Shim Shuras Tispalach, I would have said that it's only a mitzvah on Bezdin, Loshen Yochid. Now that it says it's Shartem Lachem, it's a mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid. How do you get that? So the Golden Lord explains, whenever the Torah speaks the Loshen Rabin, it's speaking to each and every individual Jew. Whenever it speaks the Loshen Yochid, and contrast the Loshen Rabin, whenever you have a contrast, and you have no contrast, you can't necessarily tell. But here you have the same thing written twice, the Loshen Yochid, the Loshen Rabin. So the Loshen Rabin is speaking L'chol Yochid V'Yochid. The Loshen Yochid is speaking to the Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, to be fulfilled by Bez Nadol. So here also, there's clearly a context. The whole purpose of the Chutzah is written to Loshen Rabin, implying that that Bris of the Har Sinai was only made with individuals who were present, the Torah's individuals. Now, Shani came the second Bris of Kisavoi. The Torah's hand Kisavoi, that was an Arvis Moya that was begun by Moshe Rabbeinu, completed by Yishuv Benun, and Hagiz Maharevel. That was a bridge with the Tzibur HaYisraeli, with the whole nation as a whole, as one unit. That's why it includes even the Doros HaSidim Lovoi. So that's why this bridge is written, Beloshen Yochid, because it's speaking to one body, to one unit, namely, the whole Klal Yisrael as a whole, as one unit. The Gemara says, Ezra Sefer made a takana that you have to lay the Teichecha in Kisava before Rosh Hashanah, and you have to lay the Teichecha in the Kutaisai before Shavuot. Gemara give the reason Kichlo Shana Kichlo Sech Tachol Shana Bichas Sech. The Bryce in the end of Masechas Megillah from Yudaf Lamedal. Whatever the reason is, that's what Gemara says. But that's the Takanas Shezrin. The Poshim points out that the Gemara in Megillah also says that there were two practices as far as the Tzedek concerned, whether you're laying once a year the entire Chumash from beginning to end, or you're laying the Chumash in the course of 3 years. You divide up the ratios into three parts and you're laying it for 3 weeks. You divide up the Noyef into three parts and you go much slower. In some conservative communities, they have a different minute, but they also they follow the minute from Eretz Yisrael to Gemara Gemara, but with a slight modification. That they learn the first third of Bereishis this year, the first third of Noyef this year, the first third of
Lech Lecha this year. Next year they write the second third of Bereshit, the second third of Merech, the second third of Lech Lecha. That's the Stam Aleichem. If they want to follow the Minig Eretz Yisrael, so you're laying in 3 years. So you don't have Simchat Torah every year. They have Simchat Torah every year. So you don't have Simchat Torah every year. It says in the Chiddush, and then Hagim should be in Eretz Yisrael above all. In Eretz Yisrael, they only celebrate Simchat Torah every three and a half years or so, whenever they finish the Kriyas HaTorah. And in Bavel, where they lay in the Kriyas HaTorah once a year, every year, so they celebrate Simchat Torah every year. On Simchat Torah. That's the original Simchat Torah. Right? They don't have Simchat Torah. They only have Shmini HaTorah. But the fact that that was the Minig Eretz Yisrael, there was no Simchat Torah. They made you see him on the whole state of Torah, every community hit him. Wasn't that easy? So the Mepharshim asked that. But those who follow the Minig Eretz Yisrael, for many, many years they learned like that. So how could they possibly fulfill the Chachamim says with the laying the Tehefe in the Chutoisai before Shavuot and the Tehefe in Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't fit in. So some answer, some Achronim, the Achronim is conscious, so some Achronim answer. Yankiv ended on a gila of that kashin. Another Achronim answer. So some Achronim answer that it's no kashin. Take for example, we learned Parshas Zelcha before Purim. It's not Parshas HaShavuot. The answer is, does not be Parshas HaShavuot. Parshas Zelcha. Especially, take out a second test where you learned Parshas Zelcha. Let's say you learned Parshas Purim, Parshas HaChodesh. It's not the Parshas HaShavuot. Here also, we happen to have it arranged in such a way that Kisav is the Parshas HaShavuot before Rosh Hashanah. A week before, Shabbos before Tezis and Balabas before. How come it's not next Shabbos? How come this Shabbos? Next Shabbos is Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Tezis in America talks about that, actually. Of course, Rabbi Nissen Goyen has it back. Of course, Rabbi Nissen Goyen says that the Tezis has not finished yet. It's a Hemeshach and Yitzavim. You're not really finished with the Tezis unless you're laying Yitzavim. So Tezis is not a bad carrot. Because before Shavuos, we learn by Midbar immediately before Shavuos. You don't learn the Chukaisa before Shavuot. Bamidbar is not a Hemshah from, absolutely no Hemshah at all in Bamidbar. Four empty lines. There's no Hemshah. We saw them, she was the Hemshah of Yitzhak. So apparently that's the answer. You want to have the Klawless, Tichel Hashem and Tichel Hashem, so you want to remove the Klawless a little bit, a week before the Shabbat. You don't have it immediately. You want to kick out all the Klawless a week before Shavuot, a week before Rosh Hashanah. Some Achronim say that perhaps in Eretz Yisrael they lay in Parshas HaShavuot, whatever it happened to be. When it came before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuot, they would take out a Sefer Torah. Maybe instead of Parshas HaShavuot they would lay in this, or in addition to the Parshas HaShavuot, this would be from the second Sefer Torah. This would be like Parshas Zav, a separate tree. The Gemara says to Feirish that you have to say Brachas on the Sefer Torah. By many Hasidim, the minig is that they give someone an aliyah by the Tzarek, and then he only lane until the end of all the brachas. So they start to call the Rama Shalmech and Mitzvah Eschan Hayom Yom Rishon Lulach Asachar Elohim Achem Liyavdom, and then he says the bracha afterwards, and then they lane the Tzarek without any brachas at all. So Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuva that that's not correct. It's a Feirish against the Gemara. Chosh Yom Yisra Magid, I'm Yisra Taminig against the Gemara. Holding it because it's the magic law. So the Amoraim were holding it. So the Amoraim said, Mishnah says you have to say a bracha on the Tzarek. So it's a cherish in the Mishnah. You have to say a bracha on the Tzarek. And that's why the Mishnah has a din that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Tzarek. The Amoraim says, the Tzarek thing you saw is not so bad. The Amoraim says, you don't understand. It's worse. The Amoraim says, it's not so bad. So here you're allowed to be mafsik. You can make place off this here if you want. The Amoraim, the meaning is that we don't. And the Amoraim says, not only that, the meaning is that we never end or begin with a double ram. Whenever possible. You always, sometimes you have a special event with a double ram. Mayim bom. Moshe is the name of the Mayim bom. You have no favorite at the end of the session. Whenever possible, the Rambam writes, we have a meaning, because you don't begin and end with a double ram. But Mika Rabin, the Mishnah says in the Kiva, it's only forbidden to make Hapsophis, to make Hapsophis in the middle of the Tereshah in the Chukosah, because that's a terrible Tereshah, the Gemara says. And why is it forbidden to make Hapsophis? The Gemara says, because we're afraid that someone may say a bracha on that. Because the din is that you have to say brachas on the Tereshah. Nikar Adin, the first one says the bracha, and the last one says the bracha. There's not a Mishnah. The claim said the bracha shalach panel, and the last service said the bracha shalach panel, and the whole field is a terror. But the people in between, if they wanted to, they could say a bracha, the Taz says. This is not a Mishnah. Before Rabbi Shmuel made the takana that everybody who gets an aliyah has to say the bracha, but for now, having Afra, Rabbi's own aliyah. Even if not a Mishnah, that was not the practice, but whoever wanted to could. So we're afraid that if we may give myself this in the middle of the Tereshah, somebody may opt to recite the brachas on the Tzarek, because the Tzarek has to have the brachas, the only thing is covered with the brachas that are recited. So they made a takana, and the Mishnah is a takana, that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the sefer. What's the problem? Just make a takana. No one says brachas on the sefer. The answer is you're not allowed to make such a takana. But the sefer has to have brachas. The sefer did. The sefer has to have brachas on it before and after. It's not proper to let you say so without any brachas. Some Achronim say it's even more so than the rest of the term. Some Achronim see on this kasha, the Gemara says in Megillah two reasons why you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Tereshachan in the Kukosah. So one of the reasons given by the Gemara is that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want, Vein Abedin, Shiyu Bona Niskalim, Ani Mizbach. They're going to give me a bracha when they get an aliyah, and then they're going to be reading curses for them. So the Rebbeinu Shlom feels uncomfortable about that. He feels awkward, so he doesn't want us to say. So he doesn't want us to be mafsik in the middle of the Tereshachan that he should get a bracha. And the Talmud asks the kasha, what's the problem? But the Mishnah says in Megillah that the Kohen who gets the first aliyah says, Ashabaha Banu, and the one who gets the last aliyah says, Ashanasan Lama Terasem, and the people in the middle don't say brachas at all. So the Tereshachan says, not in the beginning, it's not in the end, it's always in the middle. So the one in the middle is never going to say a bracha. So what's the Gemara talking about? What kind of a reason is that? If the Rav Shmuel instituted the Manu Amaroi, Rav Shmuel instituted involved that everyone who gets the aliyah says the bracha before and after, and we understand what the Gemara says, but the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be mafsik in the Tereshachan. Mishnah, that was not the practice. So what's pshat in the Gemara? That's the reason why you can't be mafsik in the Tereshachan. So the Taz says that even with Mana Mishnah, every aliyah had to have a bracha before and after, except that all the people in Shul relied on the Kohen's bracha, Shabbat Habano, and the Mafta's bracha, Shinas Alon. Everybody paid attention. And if a person didn't want to be Aitzi with their bracha, if a person came in late to create a story, he learned to leave early, so he'd say his own bracha on his own aliyah. Or if a person didn't want to be Aitzi with their bracha, so he can say his own bracha on his own aliyah. So that's what the Taz says, he's not seeking the Teichacha, Shabbat Kosai. Because the one who gets the aliyah may recite a bracha. Now the Rachamim say it's not correct. That it's not that the Mana Mishnah, if they wanted to, they could say brachas on their own aliyahs in the middle. Only that was the takon. Only the Kohen says before, and the Mafta says at the end. In the middle, you're not allowed to say brachas. But the laning of the Teichach is a separate takon. Ezra Sefer. Baharaya. That even in Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't have the practice that this happened to be the Parshas HaShavua before Rosh Hashanah, and the Chukosim is not the Parshas HaShavua before Shavuah, nevertheless they were laying the Tashnah, so it was a separate Kriya like Parshas Zohar. But since it was a separate Kriya, it had to have separate brachas. So that's why we have a problem. If you're going to be Mafsik in the Tashnah, somebody's going to say a bracha on the Tashnah. So other Rachmanim hold that it's a separate Takon, since it's a separate Din Kriya HaTorah, it's not the regular Din of Parshas HaShavua, it requires a separate bracha. Anyway, the kids say, Ramosha Feinstein, take his word, don't listen to me. Ramosha Feinstein writes that it's not right. That they shouldn't have that practice in the shul. See them are doing wrong. That they're laying the Tereshah without a bracha, can I get out of this? Among the Yud-Aleph brachas of Clovis that were recited the Hagrid and the Harevel when they crossed over the Yarden, the first one was against Avodah Zarah. Oru Yishe Sheyasa Tesla Masecha Teravet Hashem Asi Deichar Shesam Basaser Yonu Pavon Yamu Amen. So the Pashuk Pshat and the Pasuk is the Sam Basaser is part of his sin. First, it should be the man who worships Avodah Zarah in secret when no one's watching. That's the Pashuk Pshat. The one of Avodah has a drasha that the Avera finishes. That's the end of the Avera. The Sam Basas is what you're supposed to do with the Getchi. If a Jew made an Avodah Zarah, what are you supposed to do with it? The Sam Basas is Tom Gneason. That Avodah Zarah shall go in the stone, break him. The Pasuk says. Asher Rentis is from Vesh Psila Rehem to Gadeon. And Avodah Zarah shall be thought it's made by a Jew, it's Tom Gneason. The Sam Basasa is what you're supposed to do with it. You're supposed to put it Basasa. It's not the description of the way he did the other. There's a Machlokes Achrayim on this din in the Gemara, a very unusual Machlokes Achrayim. What does that mean that it's Tom Genizim? Does that mean that if you don't want to, you don't have to burn it, you don't have to chop it and break it to tiny smithereens? If you want to, just bury it somewhere and forget about it. Well, no. You're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to chop it up. It's not Tom Genizim. If you'll burn it, you'll be Mevatel HaMitzvah, the Sam Basasa. I thought the Pashup Shat was the first way. It's a kumah, that if you don't want to, you don't have to burn. But if you want to burn it, you have a fire anyway. Throw it into the fire, it's all right. But some Achronim insist, not some. But what some Basosha means, that's the only way to dispose of the other. The Zosha Yisrael is, stop the bargaining. If you do this right, you're not getting to the next. So it's very strange. Another one of these Arurim.
What's the disappointment for you?
then no one will be nene from it. It's also bahana. I mean, what's the point of only doing gneiza as opposed to say, I don't understand. I agree with you. I don't know why does our family say like that. I think it has mission for that. One of the Arulim has a big machlokes attached to it. Or Shoyachet Imchoy Santoy. You have to stay away from your mother-in-law. Or Shoyachet Imchoy Santoy. So the Gemara in those who learn the Kerem Yavne will certainly remember Masrecha Sanhedrin. So in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has in the beginning of Hanasrach and the Machlokes of Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, had a darsh in the Pasuk. It says, by Boal Choy Santoy. But well, for example, it says, for each Jesus who also we had 10. So the Gemara asks, if the guy who's honored with his mother-in-law, so why did he kill his wife? Also we had 10. You killed him, and you killed both girls. One, also we had 10. What's his wife's shoulder? So the Gemara has a machalik to shatan on. So Rabbi Akiva says, we talked like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva says that the pshat is that the only time, you don't kill the wife. But the only time you get Nisa, the only time you get Sreifa for Boal Chamoso is the Chaya Ishto. But Boal Chamoso, Lacha Mises Ishto, is not the Sreifa. There's no one which means that's how we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So the Shaila is, so there's no Sreifa, does that mean that there's no Torah either? Or does that mean, no, there's no Sreifa. Reish Yisuf will also be Esen, there's no Sreifa, but there's certainly a Torah. That's a big machlokes. So the Rambam, Rashi says that there's no Easter Torah at all. The Pasuk, Nachzat the Kishkis, from the Easter, Chamos Lacha Mitzvah Tishrei, also the Esen, there's not just Shtein Kayomis, and there's no Misa, and there's no Koreis, and it's only an Easter Or Sheches Mechal Santa, that's wrong. And the Rambam writes Nachzat, the Rambam writes that there is Torah. He says, based on the Easter Rebbe, the Rambam writes that there is Torah. And the Magen Mishnah, inside of the Rambam, points out that the Ramban, the Bahag, and other Mishnah disagree. It's a big machlokes. How did the Rambam know that it's correct? The pasuk that's speaking about Misa is also speaking about Torah. If you have a meal that Chamos Lach HaMisa doesn't have Misa, maybe you shouldn't have Torah either. Pasuk Shad shouldn't have Torah either. How did the Rambam know that it has Torah? Or a Shechem Chol Santa, how do you know it has Torah? All these people have Torah. Masi Gul has Torah. And Lashon Hara has Torah. And Mati Mishpat Ger, Yasa Amona has Torah. Not all the Arurim. The Yud Aleph Arurim don't have. Lashon Hara doesn't have Torah. Otherwise it would really be... big trouble as it is, but it's even bigger trouble. You don't have Torah, there is no cloud that the Yud Aleph Arun has Torah. So how did the Rambam know that Chamos Lach HaMisis Ishta has Torah? So Rashi suggested a whole theory on this. Gemara has in Yevamos that when a man dies leaving no children, his wife has to have either Chalitza or Yibum. Let's say the brother-in-law chose to do Chalitza. They decided they're going to do Chalitza. And after they did Chalitza, they changed their mind and decided they want to get married, want to do Yibum. But the Gemara says too late. So there's an Issa to marry Chalitza. What is that? An Issa Derais, an Issa Derabban. So Rambam says it's only an Issa Derabban. It's only an Issa Derabban. The Gemara knows that I'm a Pasuk. Shimish Lavan Shulah Yibna. Kachi also wishes Shulah Yibna. So what's there? Shulah Yibna? There's Shulah Yibana. Who says he's not going to be Miyab, and maybe he will be Miyab. But he took the Shulah Derais, he's not going to be Miyab. Because Lachafat to the Kafi doesn't want to do Yibum now. He wants to do Chalitza to give her the choice of marrying whomever she wants. And if they'll decide, they'll go out on a couple of dates and they'll see. She wants to feel free to marry whomever she wants. And he wants to feel free. He doesn't want to feel pressured into marrying the girl. And then later on, they'll go out on some dates, and if he decides that he likes, he'll marry her. Not because he has Shelo Yibna. He will have a Shelo Yibna. Once he did Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum or Fatam. But the Rambam writes that it's only a smart to show me the Rabbon. So the Akhenim is asking the Rambam to show me the Rabbon. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva who holds the Kiddushin Tovshin, the Kaji Lavin, if a man is Mekadish Chalitza Tovshin, the Kiddushin are not Tovshin. The girl is a Penuya. She doesn't summon a Shishish. So how can we say it's only the Rabbon and the Kiddushin Tovshin are the Rabbon? It's obvious from the Gemara that it's an Issa Derais. How did Rambam come up to say against the Gemara that it's the Rabbon? So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis answers the Kasha that they ask against. The Rambam Yadah HaZok that says that it's only the Rabban. The Pirush HaMishnayis tells you, he says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole that Chavi Lavin has the same status as Chavi Krisis. Just like Chavi Krisis and Kiddushin Tovshin, so too Chavi Lavin is and Kiddushin Tovshin. So Rabbi Akiva says that the Yisra Chalutzos is an Yisra Derais. But according to the way we task him, that only in Kiddushin Tovshin Chayve increases. Chayve Lavin, Kiddushin Tovshin. So the whole din of Chalutzos is only the Rabbanon. No shaita. Because the sun is shining, therefore it's raining in Chicago. What's the sign? Because Rabbi Akiva holds a Chavi Lavin, it's like Chavi Priest there for Chalutas, and he says, alright, it's going to Rachachomim. Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion we adopt, we accept. That Chavi Lavin is different from Chavi Priest there for Chalutas, Roman the Rabbonim. That really doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that the third, the Rambam is saying the following. There is an Easter of Eishasach. Eishasach has an Easter card. Then, when the brother dies leaving no children, so there's a heter Eishasach. Yibo, the mother Yibo. Then the Torah says that if you do Chalitza, so there's no more Yibo. You're not mukhiyev to do Yibo, you're not doing Chalitza. Then, Rabbi Kiva, that is more Dashi from the Pasuk, Kiva Shemabana Shemba Yibna, but you're not allowed to marry the girl. So what's the getter who you say you're not allowed to marry the Chalutza? It's right there, it's an Easter Eishasach. That Easter Eishasach, Abola Chalutza, doesn't have any chorus. Most of the it doesn't have any chorus, only an Easter Lav. So the Rambam apparently was bothered with the problem. How can that be? You started off with an Easter Eishasach with chorus. And then because he did, because the brother died, and there was a Zika, there was a people of Yibum, he was permitted to marry her for the sake of fulfilling the Mitzvah of Yibum, even though he chose not to, they opted to do Chalitza. So there's no longer the full heter doing the Yibum, but it's lower down to an Easter Lav. So the Rambam holds, how can I say? You start off with an Easter Courage, and you end off with an Easter Lav. These are so different. An Easter Courage and an Easter Lav are completely different, especially the Rambam Mishutasa. Because the Rambam writes in the Yara Hazotim that Abu al-Achavi Kriyas is loike or Ketchnik, even though he wasn't attached to the woman in the Yisrael. Abu al-Achavi Kriyas. The only time he says, if he gives her a rich person, says, Hariya Mikudesh, and then he's begun with her. No. Abu al-Lima, Abu al-Bita, Abu al-Achosto, Abu al-Achavi Kriyas, Abu al-Amita. There's no requirement that it should first be Mikadesh and then Bola. It's an Isa Tiyam. Hashem came by Chavi Lavin. The Rambam says, by Chavi Lavin, you've only learned it because Kiyas Shabuah. Why only Kiddush Shavua, let the Akoyim, is Mitadish the Grusha, and then he's Boalah. But if he just Boalah Grusha, then the Rambam says he's not like it. And he said, there, I see, right, some Akoyim thought it. Some thought that it's only Nisa the Rabbana. But later Shaf is Masjid, and he's Hasina, and he says that he's wrong. The Rambam writes the Ferish in the Sefer HaMitzvah that by Chavi Lavin, even if Boalah, the way Kiddush is an Nisa the Raisa, but it's not the full Nisa. The full Nisa is Shmainusa, Boalah Grusha, for Akoyim, and Boalah Mamzer, he's only violated. If he had Kiddush Shavuah, why? Because it's an Isha Ishus, it's not an Isha Diyah. Isha is not to do a Maisa Ishus with the woman. So the four Maisa Ishus consists of doing Kiddushin followed up with the Diyah. If you only do the Diyah alone, if you only do the Kiddushin alone, that's like the Chati Shia. You only did half of the Averis. So Isha, the Raisa, but you only did half the Averis. The Averis is only violated in its entirety if you did Kiddush Shavuah. So the Rambam understands that Chai Dilad and Chai Dikrisis are different dimensions of the Surat. Chai Dikrisis is an Isha Diyah. Chai Dilad is an Isha Ishus. Easter Ishus consists of Kiddush Boal. Happens to be that the Boal is the same act of Bia as it is by Chavi Kriyas, but it's the whole nature of the Easter is different. This is Easter Bia, not an Easter Ishus. So the Rambam apparently was bothered with this problem. What do you mean? You start off with an Easter Eishasach starts off as an Easter Kodesh. And then it's lowered down to the level of an Easter Lav. If you do Chalitza, it's lowered down to the Easter, to the level of a Lav. What do you mean? A man converts to become a woman. An elephant converted to become a tornado. How can an Easter Kodesh become weakened down to become an Easter Lav? And in doing Dia, these represent two different categories. Easter Kodesh represents an Easter Dia. Easter Lav represents an Easter Ishus. So how can one flip into become? You can say weakened, you take off Misa. But how can you weaken to take off Kodesh and to have it slip into become an Easter Lav? That's a whole different category of an Easter. It's Ligamri, Panim Kadoshis Bolakan. That's what the Rambam says. We who hold that on the Chayve Lav and Kiddush and Hatosim, the Chayve Misa, and Chayve Kriyas and Kiddush Tosim, so we hold that these represent two different categories of Isurim, so we have to hold that these Chalutz is only Asmachta and the Rabban. It can't be that such a thing exists on a level of Gerai. Rabbi Kiva, which he talks about, the Kiva who holds that ain't Kiddush and Tosim, the Chayve Lav, and we hold that the Isa Chayve Lav and the Chayve Kriyas have a similarity. There is a relationship between the two, that both ain't Kiddush and Tosim. But Kankarakini can visualize such a thing that Chalutza can be an Easter Deraita. It started off as an Easter Kodesh, and then it was lowered after the Nekim of the Yibum and the Zikr and the Yibum Chalutza. So the Easter Kodesh of Eishasach is lower than the level of an Easter Lav after Chalutza. But Kankarakini, the Rabbi writes in Tereshah Mishnah, and Yibam is in Tereshah Mishnah, around the afternoon, at the afternoon base. Rambam has the contrary. You can visualize such a thing. Hashem can come to the Chachamim. It can't exist that it is occurring. Blitz down to become Anisa Lav. There's no Hemshach happening. That's perhaps what prompted. That's how that correlation suggested on this. So perhaps some at that occasion when the Rosh was Ashir, one of the Talmidim suggested that maybe this is what prompted the Ram, what forced the Ram to understand over here that Hamor Shalach Hamishik Ishto has to have courage. How are you going to have Or Shesed in Chaisan? So he tells you Anisa Hamor Shalach Hamishik Ishto that only has an Anisa Lav without an Anisa Korach. How can that be? It doesn't exist. It's an Easter Chamoso, but on a lower level. Not a lower level. Easter Lav is not a lower level of an Easter Kurt. It's not the same kind of an Easter with a lower level. There has to be Kiddush Shavuah. In Gamsen, it's a different definition of an Easter. So perhaps that's what prompted the Rambam, perhaps that's what forced the Rambam to understand that Chamoso Lacham Easter does have Kurt, just it was removed from the Einish Misa. But the Einish Kurt was not removed. Shara Allah Meister, there was somebody in Monticello married his mother-in-law after his wife died, and he had a child from his mother-in-law, Denisa. Either Kores or no Kores. They had a child, and the kid was going to be bar mitzvah. So they came to shul. They wanted to bar mitzvah the boy. So the rabbi started there, who are you? He married his mother-in-law after his wife died. He couldn't believe it. So the shayla was whether the kid is a bar mitzvah. They could give the kid an aliyah. The shayla is whether the kid is a mamzer or not. The man is not allowed to remain living with his mother-in-law. The shayla does he have to give her a gift or not? If it's an Easter Kores, if it is an incubation cover from the Chavi Kriyas, if there's no Easter Kores, then one could say yes or no. You could say that Lachor yes, Kiddush not Tafsim, only Chavi Lava. You could say no. This is a different kind of a Chavi Lava. This Chavi Lava originally was a Chavi Kriyas in Easter Kores, just because his wife died, so the owner's Kores. Even Maniach, not like the Rama, like Rashi and the others, Bahag, Rama, see that you assume like the others that the Onish Kores is also removed, but the Easter is an Easter Kores. And maybe since the Easter is an Easter Kores, maybe the kids should be declared as a mamzer. Maybe I should say the ain't Kedushin Kores. There was a whole literature written just about 15 years ago about this. There's an oracle on there, I think, on the very beginning of Yivam, it talks about this Shiloh Bim Yuchod. About this Shiloh. Amos Allah Hamitis Ishtoi. Whether the blood is a mamzer or not, and whether kiddush and atzar. I think he says some machlekes. I think Daruch Lanester has on that gimel or something. Beginning of Yivam. I think he says that even if you hold like Rashi that there's no kores, I think he says it still should be have blood mamzer. But the Easter is still an Easter kores. The ma'aser is not kores now, but the Easter is an Easter chum. Another achrayim hold that.
When Rambam says that it's possible to marry
Harusha.
So doesn't that automatically
put it back into
the category
that he's not? And then he gets passed to the rest of him? Oh, Menachari is committed to marry
him. Menachari,
he may marry
him.
Once he had the ability to marry her for the sake of Yibum, so the whole relationship is never to return. Even if he does some Easter, the Rambam claims it's only an Easter to Rabbanim to marry. Everybody else is Yibum.
What about other brothers?
Well, it's all sugi, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
He wants to know what if one brother did Chalitza? Now, one of the other brothers will be Miyabin. Will it be an Easter Kurds? Will it be an Easter Derais? An Easter Derabana? But according to all the regular Israelis, we have a whole discussion. We know what's going on. According to the Rambam, you lose the balance of learning Gemara. You completely, everything is off kilter in the Gemara. Gemara seems off the path. Gemara seems fair to say that it's an Easter Derais. Very, very much not like that. The Pasuk says that when they said, Yud Alef Rav HaShad, the Clovis of Hagrid Ma'arevo, the Yonah Kol Hom, the Yomru Amen. Everybody said Amen. But then many years ago, so Rav gave a Yortzak Lash, he used to give a Yortzak Shir, his father's Yortzak, Gimel Shvat, every year. So I remember once he was speaking about this pasuk, so he says, why do I have to say Amen? The din is Shemea Kainer. If I hear somebody say Kiddush HaHavdol, even if I don't say Amen, I'm also yours. Shemea Kainer. If you pay attention, it's considered as if he said Amen. Why do I have to say Amen? Shemea Kainer. Yeah, so the answer could be Rech Lachatzila, it's a big image to say Amen. Or you could answer out that song. Mamash al derech hapshah. You said Mamash al derech hapshah. Or the Gemara has at the end of Shavuot that when they said Amen, our main bo shvua. You say Shemir Kerner means that I'm Yetzir, he's the Asherifah, even though I don't say Amen. Let's say the reason of the Gilad. Derech Tevel Chol Amo, how's it going? The last person, Chol Zaro, so nobody says Amen. Why don't you say Amen? You answer with Shemeh Kainer, you don't have to say Amen. You get to say with Shemeh Kainer, so even if it's a broche, you really should say Amen HaKtila, but if you get it, if you don't say Amen, you get it. The fine is it's in Shemeh Kainer that you get to say, but over here, the Gemara says in the end of Shlissa, it wasn't an Indian that it should be considered as if they said, if you would say Shemeh Kainer, we considered that all of the Bnei Yisrael said the Yud Aleph broche to close. That wasn't what we wanted. The Gemara says, Amen Bo Shvua. Amen Bo Shvua, we wanted that each and every individual Jew should be bound by an oath, by a Shvua, that they won't do these things. So if you say, you swear that you're not going to eat potato chips anymore, you're not going to eat tuna fish anymore, you're not going to eat whatever, you're not going to smoke anymore, you're not going to sometimes do the kosher. And I listen, Shemer Kainer. So Shemer Kainer makes me that I'm five also. It says, Nefesh Kitchel Levat HaDisafan, you have to pronounce the Shvua with your lips. So if I say your name, oh, even though I didn't say, I also swear that I will not smoke tuna fish, whatever I want to say. So if I, so even if I only said Amen, Amen is considered as if I said the whole paragraph that you said. But if I don't even say Amen, well, I mean Shemeh Kainer, but there was no Levat HaDisafan. You can say Shemeh Kainer has prayed till next year, there was no Levat HaDisafan, so the Shvua is not binding. So that's, so the Gemara says, how do you know that Amen boy Shvua? How do you know that Amen boy Shvua, that if someone says Amen to someone else is Shvua, Amen is a Kabbalah Tashvua, says, Mo, when you're not, Mahavid, Maharevo? But that's why they needed Amen. So why don't you say Shemeh Kainer? And the answer is no, for Kabbalah Tashvua, you need Amen. So Mechari, that's all, he passed it. So Ram Soloveitchik at that time suggested, he thought that it was a different shah. He thought that whenever it's a Dava Shel Tzibur, Shemeh Kainer doesn't help. You have to have Daska that everybody should say Amen. And with this thought, he thought that that's what a Dari Gishpat and a Pshutu Shom Nidin. You want to call home, you want to Amen, because in a Dava Shel Tzibur, you don't say Shemeh Kainer. He thought that that's the Dira and the Shitata Rambam. That the Rambam, this is a risky story, is what he said. I don't know, the Raya, I don't know. But the rest is all must be some time, because Rabbeinu used to say it over every year on Rosh Hashanah. That the Rambam says in Hilchos Kilo that by Chazoras Hashat, everybody has to say Amen at the conclusion of every bracha. So they asked, what do we have to say? You have to say Amen. Tachshen Gizot in Hilchos Brachas. Whenever you hear somebody say a bracha, you should say Amen. Then he writes, whenever you want to be Eretz Bracha, you should say Amen. So why does he write again here? He writes it by Chazoras Hashat and by Benjamin Mizunim. He doesn't write it every single time. The Balkar says the Lishmar Kol Shavu and everybody says Amen. He doesn't say every time. The Balkari should say the Brachan and Gil, everybody should say Amen. He wrote it once in Hilchos Brachas and Farsi. But he adds it in two places, by Hazarat Hashat my bench in Zuma. Why? So they say over that the Ramam Sheep is that Ani Asamin on Deah Sibur is Ma'ake by Hazarat Hashat my bench in Zuma because it's a Dovish of Sibur. It's the Chazorot Hashat is the Tzilo Tatsibur, actually. So they used to say there are two dinim, the Tzilo Bitzibur and Tzilo Tatsibur. Tzilo Bitzibur is that everybody should down together with a minion, Tzilo Tatsibur, the whole Tzibur should offer one Tzilo. The Chazorot Hashat is like a carbon Tzibur. That's why we compare to a carbon Tzibur. There's one Tzilo offered on behalf of the entire Tzibur. So that Tzilo Tatsibur, you have to have Ani Yosomen. And the Rizkarov is there on, and the Amen has to be answered properly. The people have to answer Amen, not too early. Shouldn't be an Amen Hatufa, not too late. And usually on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they all answer Amen too early. As, for example, let me write something over the beginning. Let's say, what's the bracha? Zocher HaBris, let's say the Chanukah. Baruch HaTel Hashem, Zocher HaBris, as he's going down, Amen. So they say Amen simultaneous with the last syllable that the Chazan is saying, and that's called an Amen Chatufa. You're not allowed to answer Amen, you have to wait till the Chazan concludes the final syllable of the Bracha, and then you say Amen. So it comes out that you didn't have nine people answering Amen, so no one was Yetze Chazor HaShem. So it comes out Givaul, so no one was Yetze Tkiya Tal Seder HaBracha. It's a Chanas HaTanoim that you have to have Tkiya Shereka Tal Seder HaBracha, which according to Rashi seems to be a Din Deraisa. Rashi holds that it's a Din Deraisa. Rashi HaKumash, Ramban disagrees. He says, what do you mean? Malchus HaKhan HaShem is only the Rabbanon. So the Akhlemi said, no, Rashi Shiva is Malchus HaKhan HaShem is only the Rabbanon. If it's not together, the Tzirut with Tzir HaShem. Then it says the same thing is more like the Rabban quote that it's only the Rabbanon. Whenever you have Malchus HaKhan HaShem is with Tzir HaShem, then it's a Din Deraisa. But it's only Deraisa, the Gemara says in Chazorot HaShatz. Not the Tzilu Balachash. Only Bishas Tzilu HaTzibu, when you have Chazorot HaShatz. It's only called Chazorot HaShatz if you have nine people entering one name properly. So if everybody answers Amen wrong, so it's no good. So that's why on Rosh Hashanah, that this Gerah, when Hatzal Reishi goes, I remember every Rosh Hashanah. Hatzal Reishi, which is Gerah, you should get up and shul before Kiyas Shoka. And we make this funny announcement that everybody should please answer Amen properly. And he would say that Lashon. You're not supposed to begin to say Amen until the Chazan concludes the final syllable of the Bracha. And he would explain what it means. When the Chazan finishes saying Zocher HaBris, Is, then when he finishes that, then you say Amen. You shouldn't say Amen earlier, you shouldn't say Amen later, you should say Amen at the right time. And the Bishkorah also used to make a big fuss about that. And his Tamim used to make a big fuss about that, that especially on Rosh Hashanah, or Yom HaOsim is supposed to answer the right time. Mishnah Berurah says that the Nigin that we have for the Chazaras HaShas is very misleading. It leads the people into answering Amen at the wrong time. Like in Kaddish Amen, Kaddish Yisrael, the Hazmamen. Everybody can go with the Hazmamen. That's again. Mishnah Berurah says that the Nigin leads you into saying Amen improperly. Even in Kaddish it's not right. The Mishnah Berurah says that the proper way to answer Amen after the Kaddish is everybody says Amen. And everybody should say what? Chazan said Yimru Amen, and then everybody says Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. Chazan says Yimru Amen. After he finishes saying Amen, then we should say Amen. That's what Mr. Guru wrote. Unless it's going to take a long time. Some community Tabernigan. That the Chazan is the Yimru. A very long thing, and so then it's going to be an Amen Yisrael. If you wait too long after what he said, you're supposed to say Amen quickly. So he says Yimru Amen, and you finish, you say Amen right after he says the word Amen. But if it's going to be a long Yisrael, then you say it before he says the Yimru. You know what's coming, so say right away Amen. You know what? No, whenever it's a Dovah Shel Tzibur, let's say Kriyas HaTorah is a Dovah Shel Tzibur, so Mishnah there, according to this interpretation of the Rambam, Amen would also be Miyakeh. No, not after the Kriyas, after the Bracha. Doesn't make sense to say after the Kriyas. Whatever it's shaykh to participate to. But you have to participate. You have to have audience participation, the Tzibur participation, that it should be called, that it should constitute a Dovah Shel Tzibur. To have the key, and that's what he just says, to have the key of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur, but some only when it makes sense. When it doesn't make sense, so you can't have Amen. After the Bracha, you mean? After the Bracha. I don't know if that Bracha, that's the Bracha Shel Tzibur. I don't think you need Amen. You need after a Bracha. Whenever the Amen can fit in. At the very end of the Tosafot of the Pasuk says, at the end of all the Klolos, Shibcha Hashem Yitzrayim Ba'aniyot Ba'derach Hashem Atim Ha'chalotot Tichol Be'rosho. The Gemara is strict on the thing that this is an Easter. Lo'tzayis, if you're not allowed to, not Lo'tzayis, you will never have to go to Mitzrayim again. The Gemara is strict on the thing that this is an Easter. The Gemara says, the Gimel Mekarnit is Sila Atayla, the Torah to visit in three different places from visiting Mitzrayim. If you have to go for business, deal in Pasuk, what do you do? Musa to go for Tzayim. Temporarily. But just to go for fun, the pastor says that we should be in it. And not permitted because we didn't join. Is it permissible to leave that itself until yours? Pastor Shani Mara is that itself? Pastor Shani Mara is that itself? The Mishnah Berurah is bothered with the kasha. Those poskim, the classical poskim, say that we don't have the Rishisaram the right to the Zman Hazeh. He's bothered with the kasha. How come we're still bound by the gzera that you're forbidding to blow shayf on our Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Shav is gzera Shem Yadren Galam is Rishisarabim, but if there's no Rishisaram the right to, that gzera should fall off. That's what the Bir Halacha is. It's a little bit difficult to understand exactly why the gzera should fall off. And the Chavis is not so understood, not so well understood what the Kash is, maybe at some other time we'll discuss it, but that's what he asks the Kash is. Doesn't have any terror. So looking at the Haftarah, I thought maybe the Haftarah can give us a clue to answer the Kash of the Mishnah Berurah. So now the Yishai prophesied that lost his love was, the Gemara says, Om Rav Yechon, the Yishai, the Molo Dal, the Seder, the Molo Balai, the Chayav, the Molo Dal, the Shum, 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 the Erev and Davav and Erev and Davchadeh, that if not for the fact that the gates of Yerushalayim were locked every night, the seats of Yerushalayim would have constituted the Rishus Aram Deraita. Because the gates are locked, so it's not Rishus Aram Deraita anymore. But the Pasuk says, the Tifchu Shearach Pamit, Yoimim Balailo Lo Yisageru. There's lots of love, they won't have to lock the gates of Yerushalayim. The enemy won't come to attack. They won't have to lock. So you're going to have so you will have a big Rishus Aram Deraita. All the people from the world are going to come to visit the Beis Hamikdash, and it's going to be a Rishus Aram Deraita. So maybe that's why the Chachamim felt that we should institute this day of Shem Yavarev, because Lazi Lam is going to be a big Rishus Aram Deraita in Yerushalayim. Okay, see you all on Shabbos. Anyway. Yeah.